وآل محمد. أعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم. بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. الحمد لله رب العالمين، وصلى الله على سيدنا محمد وآله الطاهرين. Verse number 9 of Surah Nuh, chapter 71. قال رب إني دعوت قومي ليلا ونهارا فلم دعائي إلا فرارا. He said, My Lord, indeed I have called on my people night and day, but my summons only increases their evasion. We mentioned last week that Noah was told by Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, go and warn your people before the punishment comes. And he came to his people and conveyed the message and said that if you repent and have fear of Allah, Allah will forgive your sins and would postpone you to the appointed time that Allah has appointed for you, determined for you. And I wish you knew all these things. After conveying the message and people not listening to him, and actually he was faced with huge rejection, the overwhelming majority of the people, not only the authorities, not only the kings and ministers and such things, but the people themselves, they rejected the message of Allah sent to them by Nuh alayhi salam. So after a long time, because usually prophets do not complain initially when their people reject them, after long time of rejection and barring him from conveying the message properly, easily, with comfort, he came back to the Lord. قَالَ رَبِّ إِنِّي دَعَوْتُ قَوْمِي لَيْلًا وَنَهَارًا. Now, my Lord, you are witness, I called my people day and night. It means continuously. After you appointed me, I have continuously been calling them towards you, towards your message. However, what has happened is this. فَلَمْ يَزِدْهُمْ دُعَائِي إِلَّا فِرَارًا. My call has been very counterproductive, actually. Instead of them coming closer to you, instead of them at least softening in their attitude and their heart a little bit, they have become even more evasive. They are going away, turning away from you even more than before. You know, sometimes this happens, the message of the prophets happens like this. When they come, for some people, for example, they were in the middle, they were somehow good people. By coming of the prophets, they even turn more evil. They do more evil things because they become very stubborn. They want to compete. They want to counter the message of the prophet. So they do all these things. So, فَلَمْ يَزَدْهُمْ دُعَاهِ إِلَّا فِرَارًا. My summons, my call has resulted in them turning even more away from you, escaping from the call of the Lord. Now, this is a sort of more graphic picture of what happened. And it is very hard for someone who's trying to go to people, actually seeking, soliciting their response, coming back to God, and they treat him like this. It's very hard. وَإِنِّي كُلَّمَا دَعَوْتُهُمْ لِتَغْفِرَ لَهُمْ. Whenever I call them so that you might forgive them, and this shows that the message of Allah, the call of Allah, is for forgiveness. We are so much immersed in sin that we do not know ourselves. We are somehow covered by it in darkness, absolute darkness. I mean the human being, not us particularly, covered by it. We cannot come out of it. However, Allah sends messengers and says, okay, come, I want to wash you. I want to open a way for you so that you can see the light. I want to forgive you. So the call of the prophets is for forgiveness. إِنِّي كُلَّمَا دَعَوْتُهُمْ لِتَغْفِرَ لَهُمْ. Whenever I call them so that they come for your forgiveness, you forgive them. جَعَلُوا أَصَابِعَهُمْ فِي آذَانِهِمْ. They put their fingers in their ears. It means they didn't even want to listen. They didn't even want to hear this message. Meaning that they were very sure about the way of their lives. This is when someone is completely in darkness. They cannot see anything outside that darkness. And therefore they think that this is the best life. This is the best way of living. And as Allah mentioned in Surah An'am, أَوَمَنْ كَانَ مَيْتًا فَأَحْيَيْنَاهُ وَجَعَلْنَا لَهُ نُورًا يَمْشِي بِهِ فِي النَّاسِ كَمَنْ مَثَلُهُ فِي الظُّلُمَاتِ لَيْسَ بِخَارِجٍ مِّنْهَا. There are certain people who are in utter darkness. They cannot come out of it. And then the ending of the verse is this, كَذَلِكَ زُيِّنَ لِلْكَافِرِينَ مَا كَانُوا يَعْمَلُونَ. You know why kafirin see whatever they do to be beautiful, nice, based on certain values, very good things that we are doing? Because they are in darkness. If they come out of that darkness, they see the ugliness of what they are doing. They see the ugliness of the values that they promote if they come out of darkness. If you see, for example, there may be a sculpture here which is very ugly. However, if the light is a bit dimmed, you may look at it, but you cannot see the tiny features of that sculpture. It becomes very beautiful for you. So in darkness, ugly things may seem beautiful. Ugliness does not show itself at all in darkness. And therefore, when people are in that darkness, they see whatever they do to be beautiful. It's decorated for them in that way. كَذَلِكَ زُيِّنَ لِلْكَافِرِينَ. Because of that darkness, kafirin see whatever they do to be good. And unfortunately, some of us Muslimun also want to imitate them and follow them, because we are in the same darkness as well. If we come out of that darkness, we would see that how things would loom different. وَإِنِّي كُلَّمَا دَعَوْتُهُمْ لِتَغْفِرَ لَهُمْ جَعَلُوا أَصَابِعَهُمْ فِي آذَانِهِمْ. They put their fingers in their ears so that they do not hear at all. They don't want to hear. استغشوا ثيابهم means because they didn't want me to see them, to talk to them, they wanted to cover themselves with their robes, with their dress, so that I do not see them, they do not see me. You know, if for example there are certain people here in this room, I want to come and talk to some of them. Those who don't want to talk to me, they either turn away or make themselves busy, or if I'm so insistent, what they do, they put their, this is what they did to Nuh alayhi salam. They did their robes on their head so that Nuh does not see them, to go to talk to them. They didn't want to hear at all. وَاسْتَغْشَوْ ثِيَابَهُمْ وَاسْتَغْشَوْ أَيْ طَلَبُوا مَا يَسْتَتَرُونَ بِهِمْ مِنَ الثِّيَابِ. They wanted their dress to be their cover so that I would not see them. وَأَسَرُّ إِسْرَار is to resolutely stay in what you believe in. They don't want to change it. They want to listen at all. وَكَذَلِكَ مَا أَرْسَلْنَا مِنْ قَبْلِكَ فِي قَرْيَةٍ مِنْ نَذِيرٍ إِلَّا قَالَ مُتْرَفُوهَا إِنَّا وَجَدْنَا آبَاءَنَا عَلَى أُمَّةٍ وَإِنَّا عَلَى آثَارِهِمْ مُقْتَدُونَ. It was the case in all cities and civilizations that we sent prophets. They said, we have found a good culture in our parents, in our forefathers. We have a tradition, we have a good tradition, we have values, and we follow those values, those traditions. We don't want to change. This has been the case in every civilization, every city. And the answer of the prophets were, okay, just listen, maybe what I say. قَالَ أَوَلَوْ جِئْتُكُمْ بِأَحْدَى مِمَّا وَجَدْتُمْ عَلَيْهِ آبَاءَكُمْ. What if what I say is better than what your fathers were doing, what your traditions say. Just listen. Now, here, these people did not want to listen. They actually resolutely wanted to stay on what they had learned from their parents, from their forefathers. Now, this is not 21st century. You see, nowadays we say it's the 21st century, people don't like to listen. They will just want to follow certain values that they have learned. This is not 21st century. This is a time of very old time that people were somehow emphasizing on their on what they had learned from society, from the environment. About this Esrar, in many commentaries, it is mentioned that, I don't know whether this story is true or not, but it's mentioned in many commentaries, so it should have come from some traditions. And one of the major commentators of the Quran from among the Tabun, Qatada, has mentioned this as well, that because Nuh lived for a long time, 950 years, so several generations came. You see, it's very interesting. For several generations, he was calling the newborn, the youth, to his message. No one came to him. And it's very amazing, surprising, how this did happen, for example. Because, okay, those who were old, the first generation, they didn't want to listen. What about the second generation, third generation, fourth generation? No one wanted to listen to Nuh. And here Qatada mentions that whenever someone reached the age of maturity, his father brought him to Nuh. Brought him to Nuh and said, listen, my son, this man is deviated. You may be influenced by him. You should not listen to him because my fathers have told me the same thing. And I'm telling you the same thing, that you do not listen to him. And in this way, we see in several generations, only a handful of people believed in Nuh. Not many people. It mentioned between 18 and 80 people. The minimum that they have mentioned is 18. The maximum mentioned 80 people. Over all these generations, every century, if we say 80 people believed in him, that is, for every century, almost less than 10 people believed in him. And what a perseverance this Nuh had, isn't it? He did not become disappointed. He did not desist from what he was doing. And this Israr, this resoluteness over what they believed in, they didn't want to listen, brought them istikbar, arrogance. Now, okay, did I leave them? No, I didn't leave them. I used many different techniques. This is Nuh actually complaining to the Lord or informing. Of course, no one can inform the Lord, but when we inform Lord about our situation, it is as if we are somehow taking ourselves into the mercy of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. He wants to do that. ثُمَّ أَنِّي دَعَوْتُهُمْ جَهَارًا. Then I called them aloud. I went to public squares. I went to public gatherings. I called them. ثُمَّ أَنِّي أَعْلَنْتُ لَهُمْ وَأَسْرَرْتُ لَهُمْ إِسْرَارًا. Sometimes I called them individually when they were among people. I told them, for example, such and such, X or Y, listen, these people who are around you, for example, they don't want you good. I want you good. It didn't work. Then asrartu lahum israra. I went to their homes one by one. You see how persistent Nuh was. I went to their homes one by one. I talked to them secretly, privately. I talked to them. What I told them now, in public gatherings, I called them. Individually in public, I called them. Privately, in their homes, I called them. What was the message? What did I tell them? فَقُلْتُ اسْتَغْفِرُوا رَبَّكُمْ إِنَّهُ كَانَ غَفَّارًا. I told them, plead to your Lord for forgiveness. Indeed, he is all forgiver. You know, one of the reasons why people don't want to go back to God is that they say, well, we are such a sinner that there is no need. They have lost hope, isn't it? Yeah, I've been in this for years now. How God is going to forgive us? How are we going to receive mercy of God while we have been absolutely against him all these years? Now, this is what he's saying. Don't worry about the past. Don't worry what has happened. He, Allah is Ghaffar. Allah forgives all the sins. Ghaffar is mubalagh, isn't it? It's hyperbole of Ghafur or Ghafir. It means that immensely, immensely, you cannot imagine how much he forgives. فَقُلْتُ اسْتَغْفِرُوا رَبَّكُمْ إِنَّهُ كَانَ غَفَّارًا. Your Lord is Ghaffar. Turn to him for forgiveness. And if you do that, yursil is some of this. Yursil is jaza or shah, this is subjunctive. That's if you do that. Now, I don't tell you what will happen in the hereafter. Just in this world, which is very important for you, if you do istighfar, these things will happen. Yursil as-samaa alaykum midrara. He will send for you abundant rains from the sky. Now, apparently what had happened, this has been mentioned again in some histories, that what had happened was that after all those years of calling, when they became obstinate and they just turned away and brought their children to warn them about Nuh, a famine broke. The rain stopped for 40 years. The rain stopped and they were in a very bad situation. And then the women, majority or all of the women, they could not give birth to children. And either the children were aborted or they didn't become pregnant at all, again for 40 years. And that's why they say that when the people of Noah were drawn, no children were among them. No innocent children were there. It's all grown-ups. For at least 40 years upward, these were the people who were drawn. Now, here it says that, look, if the rain has been stopped, if it is somehow, you are deprived of that, if you do istighfar, it will come. وَيُمْدِدْكُمْ بِأَمْوَالٍ وَبَنِينَ. All these wealth that you have lost because of this famine, it will come back to you. Children that you don't have now, يُمْدِدْكُمْ بِأَمْوَالٍ وَبَنِينَ. You don't have children now because your women are unable, or you are unable to make people pregnant, ladies pregnant, or ladies cannot give birth to children. يُمْدِدْكُمْ بِأَمْوَالٍ وَبَنِينَ وَيَجْعَلْ لَكُمْ جَنَّاتٍ وَيَجْعَلْ لَكُمْ أَنْهَارًا. And gardens will come back. Rivers will come back. Apparently, this situation, which is mentioned, seems to be true, that this famine, this drought, lack of water, rivers were all dried up, and children, there was no children. So he's telling them by istighfar, it will all come back. Now, this is something general. Allah says, وَمَا أَرْسَلْنَا فِي قَرْيَةٍ مِّن نَبِيٍّ إِلَّا أَخَذْنَا أَهْلَهَا بِالْبَعْصَاءِ وَالذَّرَّاءِ لَعَلَّهُمْ يَرْضَرَّونَ. When prophets came, when messengers came, and people rejected them, Allah wanted to bring some shock to them, to bring them to their mind, that don't take these bounties for granted. Don't take whatever you have, what you eat, what you drink for granted. So Allah withdrew it. So came famine, came difficulty, and that's why usually they accuse the prophets to bringing bad omen, bad chance for them. As we have in Surah Yasin, قَالُوا إِنَّا تَطَيَّرْنَا بِكُمْ. You know, since you have come, we have been geared with difficulties, lack of resources, and all these things, they have come with you. قَالُوا إِنَّا تَطَيَّرْنَا بِكُمْ لَإِنْ لَمْ تَنْتَهُوا لَنَرْجُمَنَّكُمْ. Stop and go. We don't want you. You are bringing up bad luck. And then the answer of the prophets was, what? قَالُوا طَائِرُكُمْ مَعَكُمْ أَإِنْ ذُكِّرْتُمْ. It's not us who have brought this for you. It's you. God has sent us to you like doctors who want to cure you, who want to treat you. And then you run away. Of course, when you run away, all these things will happen. So here apparently this happened to Nuh, because Allah says this has been a sort of a constant law happening. With prophets came difficulties. Even in Injil, Isa alayhi salam says that I have not come to make peace, bring peace for you. I brought swords for you so that you fight against those who don't want to listen to the word of God. And usually this happens. Even with our prophet, famine came to Mecca after they rejected him. And for this reason, every time the prophets, for example, in Surah Nam, وَلَقَدْ أَرْسَلْنَا إِلَىٰ ثَمُودَ أَخَاهُمْ صَالِحًا فَإِذَا هُمْ فَرِغَانِ يَخْتَصِمُونَ قَالَ يَا قَوْمِ لِمَ تَسْتَعْجِلُونَ بِالسَّيِّئَةِ قَبْلَ الْحَسَنَةِ لَوْ لَا تَسْتَغْفِرُونَ اللَّهَ لَعَلَّكُمْ تُرْحَمُونَ قَالُوا اطَّيَّرْنَا بِكَ وَبِمَنْ مَعَكَ. They said that you have brought us bad omen. You have brought us bad luck. All these difficulties have come since you have come. قَالُوا اطَّيَّرْنَا بِكَ وَمَنْ مَعَكَ قَالَ طَائِرُكُمْ عِنْدَ اللَّهِ. It's not me, it's Allah who's bringing this to you. You are doing certain things that Allah is bringing this lack of bounties for you. So, if you do istighfar, فَقُلْتُ اسْتَغْفِرُوا رَبَّكُمْ. I told them, talking to God, ask forgiveness from your Lord. إِنَّهُ كَانَ غَفَّارًا يُرْسِلِ السَّمَاءَ عَلَيْكُمْ مِدْرَارًا. If you do that, Allah would profusely send rain down for you. وَيُمْدِدْكُمْ بِأَمْوَالٍ وَبَنِينَ. He will support you, aid you. Imdad means to give one after another. It wouldn't stop, it will come. If you do istighfar, rain will come, children will come, wealth will come, one after another, and provide you with gardens and provide you with streams. Now, we have many verses in the Quran that if people have taqwa, if people act righteously, then the bounties of Allah would abound, would become more. For example, people of the book, we have وَلَوْ أَنَّهُمْ أَقَامُوا التَّوْرَاةَ وَالْإِنْجِيلَ لَعَكَلُوا مِنْ تَحْتِهِمْ وَمِنْ فَوْقِهِمْ وَمِنْ تَحْتِ أَرْجُلِهِمْ. Had they kept Torah and Injil, acted upon it, أَقَامُوا التَّوْرَاةَ, acted upon it, they would have been given ni'mah from above and from below, spiritually and materially. The ni'mah would come. Or another verse, وَلَوْ أَنَّ أَهْلَ الْقُرَىٰ آمَنُوا وَاتَّقَوْا لَفَتَحْنَا عَلَيْهِمْ بَرَكَاتٍ مِّنَ السَّمَاءِ بَرَزْ. If people of civilizations, if they had taqwa, if they have iman, then we would have opened the doors of heavens and earth for them. They could have not imagined how abundance would come. And this is what we have at the time of Imam al-Asr, Ajallallahu Ta'ala Farajah Sharif, the 12th Imam, that the doors of heaven would be opened. The doors, the bounties come out from the earth. Why? Because people become pious. Because this piety has actually, piety or kufr has influence, has impact on our physical life, material life as well. Now you may say that there are many, many people that we see, they are kuffar. They live in a very good way. They have abundance of wealth. Take the example of superpowers nowadays. The amount of power and wealth that they have is unprecedented. Unprecedented in human life, in human history. I don't know whether it's unprecedented or not, because what we hear about, for example, Egypt civilization or Persian civilization, or what we hear about Yemen, or Ad and Thamud, we don't know, I mean, whether it's comparable at all or not, but they were very wealthy, very powerful too. Now, there is another rule that Allah mentioned in Surah A'raf. He says that we took them with Ba'asa and Zarra. And then he says, when they rejected, why we brought all these difficulties for them? It was because I wanted to come back. Now, if they don't come back, I leave them. I give them, let them in this short period of time, 100 years, 200 years that I want to give them, you know, time scale of Allah is different from our time scale. You see, the problem of Allah is that His time is not tuned with our time. It's just, for example, we ask Him something, He says, okay, granted. Go, granted. Tonight, for example, I make a dua to Allah. In the middle of the night, Ya Allah, give me this. Allah said, granted. Granted, go. But He doesn't say when. You see, He doesn't say when. Maybe granted, but I have put a time for it. In 40 years, in 50 years' time, you see. So I think that my dua is not responded. I think my dua is not. No, it's responded. Every dua is responded. But as I said, His time is not tuned to our time. That's the problem. Now, when I say 100 years, 200 years, 300 years, that is of course nothing. Allah, when a civilization goes awry and goes astray and does not want to listen, then Allah say, okay, go. Go. ثُمَّ بَدَّلْنَا مَكَانَ السَّيِّئَةِ الْحَسَنَةِ Then we change that sayya, that difficulties, those troubles with hasana, bounties, wealth, power. ثُمَّ بَدَّلْنَا مَكَانَ السَّيِّئَةِ الْحَسَنَةِ حَتَّى عَفَوْا For God. They said, yes, our forefathers were inflicted by difficulties, by hardship, by comfort. You know, the two world wars in the past century was a warning for humanity, wasn't it? Millions of people were killed in those two world wars. It was a reminder. Then now people have forgotten, okay, that was the past. We are not going to fall into that trap again. We are not going to fight again. حَتَّى إِذَا أَفَوْا وَقَالُوا قَدْ مَسَّ آبَاءَنَا الضَّرَّاءُ وَالسَّرَاءُ فَأَخَذْنَاهُمْ بَغْتَةً Then we took them suddenly with surprise. Anyhow, here what Nuh is telling is that if you do istighfar, then all these would come back. Now, istighfar is something which would benefit collectively and individually. Whatever you need from Allah, but you don't need to ask, just do istighfar. Allah will give you. Let me mention one example. Of course, we have many examples of this. One example, this is a hadith which is mentioned in Manhaj al-Sadiqin, Ali ibn Mahziyar, reports it from, through his chains, from Muhammad ibn Yusuf, from Imam al-Baqir alayhi salam. This Muhammad ibn Yusuf says that I was sitting in the presence of Imam al-Baqir alayhi salam. Someone came and said, Ya ibn Rasulullah, I am a very rich man, but I don't have child. And this is a big sadness on my heart. What am I going to do with all this wealth? So what should I do? Imam alayhi salam said that I teach you one thing you do, and Allah will give you child. استغفر ربك سنة في آخر الليل مع تمر. For 1 year, 100 times say استغفر الله or استغفر الله ربي واتوب إليه. At the last part of the night, the last one third of the night is called Sahar. And dua is more effective in Sahar. Istighfar is more effective in Sahar. It says, for 1 year, استغفر ربك سنة في آخر الليل مع تمر. 100 times say استغفر الله. At the end of the night. فَإِنْ يَضَيَّعْتَ ذَلِكَ بِاللَّيْلِ If it happens that, for example, you couldn't wake up. For example, you wake up for 3 nights, you sleep for 1 night, you sleep for 2 nights, wake up for another 2 nights, you miss it. فَإِنْ ضَيَّعْتَ ذَلِكَ بِاللَّيْلِ فَقْدِهِ بِالنَّهَارِ فَإِنَّ اللَّهَ يَقُولُ اسْتَغْفِرُوا رَبَّكُمْ إِنَّهُ كَانَ غَفَّارًا The ayah, he mentioned this ayah. That's why they have mentioned this hadith under this ayah. That if you do this, and if I really believe this, what this mentioned in this hadith is mentioned in many other different traditions. That if anything is withheld from you, because most of the things which afflict us are because of our sins. Not sins, apparent sins. Not sins that we are even not aware of them. So when we do istighfar, those sins would go away, and when the sins would go away, it opens the way for the blessings of Allah to come down. And that's why if you need something, if you are poor, don't ask for wealth, just do istighfar. Yursal as-samaa alaykum madrara. If you lack something, you don't need to ask for it, just do istighfar. Allah will give it to you. Of course, asking is very good as well. It would probably precipitate the whole procedure. But istighfar is the key. It is the key for all these things. Okay. استغفروا ربكم إنه كان غفارا يرسل السماء عليكم مدرارا ويمددكم بأموال وبنين ويجعل لكم جنات ويجعل لكم أنهارا ما لكم لا ترجون لله وقارا. What is the matter with you that you do not look upon Allah with veneration? Of course, this is one translation. There are other meanings for this. Inshallah, we leave that for next week. Wa sallallahu ala Muhammadin wa ala tahirin.
Thank you.